Been your host, Jim Nelson, and tune in next week for another edition
of
Hemispheres.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Stream KGNU from your mobile device or computer by connecting and listening to any of our online streams from your phone, tablet, or computer. KGNU.org offers high-quality streaming for listeners on the go. News.KGNU.org offers endless current event stories. And AfterFM.com provides a 24/7 all-music stream online, coupled with archives of studio sessions, interviews, and features. Want a hands-free listening experience? Just tell your smart speaker, play KGNU Radio. Donating your car can give you good karma, because you'll be doing something great for KGNU and you get a tax receipt for your donation. We make it easy. Call your representative and in just a few short minutes, you'll be on your way to getting rid of your unwanted car, boat, or truck. Call toll-free 844-KGNU-CAR. Visit KGNU.org for more information.
Corriente. Música para la gente. 2 hours of Latin music, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, right after the cabaret hour and just before jazz on the heavy set. Only on KGNU. KGNU. La la.
Una nación bajo Dios indivisible con libertad y justicia para todos.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and you are tuned into Cabaret, KGNU's weekly live and local music program. My name is Indra, and on today's show, we welcome local musician Liat Arochas. Liat is a singer-songwriter, voice teacher, guitar teacher, ukulele teacher, and sound healer. She recorded a live set that we'll be hearing for the rest of the hour. Liat recorded this set before the tragic incidents that took place at the Table Mesa King Supers yesterday afternoon, and she would like to dedicate the music you are about to hear to those who lost someone and the friends of those who lost someone as well. We are all heartbroken by this unspeakable tragedy in our community and extend our support to everyone affected by this senseless act of hatred. For those seeking mental and emotional support during this trying time, you can visit the CU Event Center at 950 Regent Drive for free services. It is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can also call the City of Boulder Disaster Distress Helpline at 1-800-985-5990 or text Talk With Us to 66746.
Hello, Colorado. This is Liat from Liat and the Sirens. I am so happy to be here to play a couple songs for you for the next hour. Thank you to KGNU for asking me to play this wonderful Women's History Month cabaret show. I am so, so, so grateful to be here with you all, and it's going to be a great show, and I hope you stick around for the whole thing because it's very special. I'm from Denver, living here about 10 years now and just loving the local musicians. It's such a great support coming from New Jersey. It's a very different place to be a musician, and it's a beautiful place to be a musician. Oh, I would love to sing you some songs, so here we go. Bring me joy in the morning. Give me a laugh in the dark. Bring me joy in the morning. Give me love in the dark. So I came to show you what it's like to be free. And I came to know you, what it's to be. Bring me joy in the morning. Give me life in the dark. Dark. So we came to see what is the truth.
The world outside is calling to you, and there's nowhere but up. Just follow the tide, and there's nowhere to win. Through these hateful times, bring me joy in the morning. Give me laugh in the dark.
Bring me such a, I call that song a download, an instant download, because when I wrote that, it was in Taos, New Mexico, which is a very, very special place for my partner and I to go to probably like 3 times a year. And we go and stay in this Earthship community. And every time I just feel like there's something else there, and it's not necessarily something that you can describe, but it's just this energy field and vortex. And so I remember I didn't eat any breakfast. It was kind of like a half fasting day. And I brought my gitalele, which is a guitar and a ukulele, and I brought it with me. And my partner went to go snowboarding, and I was there with my dogs. And I brought it outside, and I just closed my eyes and started playing that riff. And suddenly I felt this energy take over my body. And I just started singing those words, bring me joy in the morning, give me life in the dark. And it just happened like that. So I call that instant download. So that's what I consider creation. Oh, it's so good. And I hope everyone feels that in some sense, whether it's writing or something along those lines of just creating in general. It's pretty epic.
Give me a minute to let my heart grow. And give me an hour to let my true feeling show through my shirt, oh, and through my bones, and through my skin. To my toes, give me a day. Please don't go away. Oh, I want you to stay, but my brain says go away, go away. Loud out, 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 loud out. You ever go away? My heart wants you to stay.
but my brains just go away.
Felt like I haven't played that one in a while. So I've been through many transformations of myself as Liat. My real name is Liat Arocious. I've been just Liat for many, many years. And then something during COVID just hit me. And I just said, you know what? I have a lot of collaborators with me. And I'm just going to call them the Sirens. The ones that announce them as wake up. A lot of people think it's mermaids or, you know, the sirens of the Odyssey. And I think it's a little mixture of many different types of sirens. So I decided that throughout my journey as a musician and as a singer-songwriter, I have decided to really hone in on the people that have helped me throughout my journey and to call them the sirens as people that wake me up. Awaken new horizons of creativity and awaken new things that I thought I could never do on my own. So the sirens can be anyone, really. I mean, whoever influences you as a person, you know, awakens you. Who awakens you? Who is your siren? You know, so a lot of people are like, where are the sirens on stage? And it's usually just me. And I've had some backup singers in the past, and my band, I'm also in a different band called Dark Arts, all one word. You can find them on Spotify. But we were Liat and the Sirens, and we decided to just be a collaborative in a dark arts sense, and then we just decided to change it to Dark Arts. So it's all good. I mean, a lot of singer-songwriters have different projects. I just wanted to keep Liat and the Sirens because I think it's important to be truthful to yourself, you know, and stay strong in what you believe in. And I believe in Liat and the Sirens, and I also believe in Dark Arts as separate beings. And so, yeah, that's my little explanation of who the sirens are. But give me a minute. The song I just played is a great tune I wrote in college when I just needed some time. I mean, who else needs time in their world, you know, just to like sit with your thoughts and sit with your feelings and see how it pans out in the long run, and really, what do you want in life? You know, what makes you feel?
A woman sailed upon the waves.
floats on her boat for days. Keep her clear of what's to become. So saddle up and keep on. So saddle up and keep on. She beckons the whales to help her sail into the ocean of trails. The trails begun like everyone. So saddle up and keep on. So saddle up and keep on.
Right before I moved out to Colorado 8 years ago, I was living in South Jersey, Philadelphia area. I would do summer tours in New York City. I'd play all over Philadelphia, and it was my hub. It was where I felt I belonged. And then suddenly I go on this crazy road trip with my two girlfriends, and I am in Colorado, and I am falling hard for the mountains. And I met a man of my dreams, and we actually just got married a couple weeks ago. And, you know, you just never know what's going to happen in life. And there'll be twists and turns and jagged edges and down loopholes and up again. And it's just so interesting and so exciting all in one. And, you know, with COVID and everything, it's just a lot. I know that it's been traumatic for a lot of you out there listening, and I'm with you, you know, we're all in this together, trauma or not. We just are slowly making our way out of it right now. But saddle up that I just did, I was sitting on the beach and I was watching this woman trying to get her boat, like her little raft, out to sea, and she couldn't. And it was so frustrating to watch. And I'm just watching her, and she's just trying to push this boat out on these waves that are just crashing into her and just debilitating her, and just trying her the best that they can to just push her away. But she kept on going, and then finally she got out there. And so that really inspired me to write Saddle Up about, you know, there's going to be a lot of push of change, and yet there's a lot of push against change. And with Saddle Up, you know, you just got to keep on keeping on, like Bob Dylan would say. But with this song, it's just moving forward no matter what, because you got it in your gut that something's telling you that you got to just do it. Just got to take the leap. You got to take that jump. And I'm glad I did.
Cold and dark, Lady of the Winter. She speaks in whispers, the rustling of the wind. And if you see her standing by the door, she will call to you to give you more. Lady of the spring, she will guide you in the right light, and she will keep you close at night. Why do you speak so soft? She says the animals and plants are dying by the big hand in the chair. By the big hand in the chair. She says, be gentle in our ways. Lady of the night, come forth. Lady of the night, show your true self to all the men in sight. There is nothing to hide. We are the strong ones who create life. We are the strong ones who create life. Strong ones who create life. We are the strong ones who create life.
That right after the Women's March. It was about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and I was just so amped up from just being around these amazing women, all from all different cultures, and being Women's Month. It's just so powerful to be amongst women, and we're all here to help each other and not hurt. Yeah, I felt called to write about the seasons, specifically with Mother Nature and what she would say to all of us if she could actually speak, come up with words about what's going on in this world and how we should take it into consideration. This is our only earth and we only get one. We're not going to get any more than this. So it's our duty to be aware and be conscious. So yeah, Lady is all about that. And a crazy story is one of my good friends, she actually gave birth to that song. She made a whole playlist, and then during her birth, it was just like epic. I was like, what? I am so honored to have my song help to create a new life. It's just on another level. And I'm very close with her daughter, and we sing songs all the time. And it's just like a full circle of women and just being together and being supportive.
Here we go again, try to make a new start, and got so much on my mind, got so little heart. Money is the essence of evil, they say, but money also goes a long way. Said, keep me living, baby Buddha mine. Let your inner light shine down on me. Keep me living, baby Buddha mine. Let it shine. Keep the light.
Buddha is an interesting song. I wrote it in my experimental time. Let's just call it that. And some people go down that road of trying things for the first time and seeing things for the first time. And what I saw were little baby Buddhas just on everything. And I decided to write a song about it because this little tiny baby Buddha of light, of just like, it doesn't even have to be about Buddhism or anything like that. I'm not very religious. In a sense, I kind of meld all religions together and come up with my own. But just having that little Buddha smiling at you and just saying like, everything's going to be cool. It's going to be good. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything will work out. It's just this little image I have in my mind of these little baby Buddhas just smiling. So I decided to write a song about it. And the darkness and light in this song really come out because, you know, you can't have the light without the dark. And my songs, a lot of them have that huge contrast of, yes, it's very light, but yes, you can also get very dark with it. And Baby Buddha is just like that.
I'm haunted by the melody of songs we didn't sing. The wind blows in the darkness, and every light is out. You showed up at the perfect time, but I know you would have stayed. You were the clue we needed. New light on the stage. Then the pain started to grow. And all serrated your soul. I knew in fear that it was time to go, but there's still time, you know. There's still time, you know. That were never written and played upon stage. How can this happen to you at such a young, young age? A guitar plays in the night. I look for you, but you're out of sight. The deeper the sound keeps us on the ground. What is lost can be found. What is lost can be found. Spinning fire within. Your healing song begins. The chords are engraved to the sounds we create. In the depths of the waves, we flow through the change. Strongest seeds, strongest seeds grow through the cage.
Grow. fire within. Your healing song begins. Chords are engraved to the sounds we create in the depths of the waves. We flow through the change, strong as seeds. Strong as seeds grow through the cage. When they grow, they grow, they grow, they grow, they grow.
That song is called Healing Song. When a little bit of background of my other project, Dark Arts, we've been a band for about 5 years now, on and off. So in the beginning of the band formation, there was four members, and including myself, and one of the members throughout the time that we were together had some emotional problems, psychological problems, and we ended up breaking up because of that. And then we tried to get back together after that, and then suddenly another bandmate was diagnosed with cancer, with lymphoma, and that hit us pretty hard. So he had to go to actually the Mayo Clinic. It was bad times. And during that time, I sat down with my friend Emily Feda, who also is a co-writer of mine. She is one of the Sirens, many others, among many others. And so we wrote that song. It just became this beautiful melody of spinning that fire within. Our healing song begins. The chords are engraved to the sounds we create in the depths of the waves. We flow through the change. Strongest seeds can grow through the cage. So those words are very, very innate and strong and with me at all times. Even if it's not about a friend, it could be about yourself. It can be taken in so many different ways. And to heal is a very powerful thing. It's a very powerful, vulnerable place. I've definitely been there a couple times with myself, with my friends, and this song is an anthem, I think, for that. So yeah, the healing song. He survived, and he is back in Dark Arts, and we are so happy to have him with us. And throughout the journey of Dark Arts, we are so, so grateful to have each other, the core three of us. And so we're actually looking for another member as we speak. So if anyone wants to audition, it's we're looking for a multi-purpose, multiplayer instrumentalist that can play the synth and the guitar and sing. So yeah, if that's you, then contact us. We have our Instagram and Dark Arts Band. And looking forward to hearing from you.
Was the forest, their sins will be shown. Creatures gather, beasts come alive, let the wild in. Thrive, let it thrive. There's a pounding in the distance that you can hear. If you listen closely, burn your fears. Wild spirit of the night, traveling by candlelight.
fire, water, wind, and sun. Breathe the space between our lungs. Underworld shakes the ground. Bones reveal the pattern of sound. Shadows of the widows grasped by the light. Warning signs are all inside. Wild spirit of the night, traveling by candlelight. Fire, water, wind, and sun. Breathe the space between our lungs. Wild spirit of the night, traveling.
One of my favorite songs. I wrote that one with Emily as well. Basically, we sat in Washington Park in Denver, and it was right on the onset of COVID where everyone's like, what is going on here? And it was a shock to everyone, and everyone was kind of just like confused in this confused state and in a very lost state. And I definitely wrote a lot during that pandemic and still am writing a lot. I think a lot of the feelings really emerged during that time, and I definitely went inward like all of us and just honed in and focused on my gift and my inner feelings. And it was great to have someone to write with because she was feeling the same way. And Wild Spirit came up to us for kind of a chanting song where you could sing it and feel a lot better. And as I sang it every single time, I mean, right now I feel a lot better already because remembering that you can breathe space between yourself, between others. You can breathe. Just take a step back and breathe. And the lyrics are, wild spirit of the night, traveling by candlelight, fire, water, wind, and sun. Breathe the space between our lungs. And because COVID was affecting the lungs, I tried to focus, and we both tried to focus our attention on our lungs and breathing that space and visualizing that it can be healthy, can stay healthy. We can sit in this together and be together in this, even though we're separated. But the music really felt like we were together.
You've got so much time for to the side, and down you go to a better flow where the evening winds blow.
Ego. Easier said than done. I think every one of us struggles with that. I used to do a lot of Kundalini for a couple months, and I like to try different ways of obtaining the higher self, and that was one of them. And there's a lot of breathing, and I went to a full moon Kundalini class, and it was on another level, very powerful, at Samadhi Yoga, which is sadly closed, but I hope one day maybe it'll open again, but we'll see. But I loved it there. I love the community. I mean, the Freya Project is amazing too, and shout outs to all the yoga studios that have made it through COVID, and shout outs to the studios that have just given us what we needed when we needed it, and the community and giving back. And maybe it was just time or who knows, but I'm just so, so grateful for all of the yoga studios, just to experience them and be in the community with them. I used to do a lot of live music and yoga with some amazing instructors, and hopefully it'll get back into that. And this song came about after a Kundalini class, full moon, and it was all about, and the moon was in Gemini, and I decided to write a song called Gemini, and that was what you just heard. And there's a lot of just simplicity to it, of growing with the morning sun and the wind and just everything, just being present. It's a very present song, and I'm very grateful that I went through that process to get to that outlet where I could write and be as creative and open as possible. And that song just came about, and it was just a beautiful melody in itself. makes me feel good, and I hope it made you feel good.
Headed out east again from the west coastline, dropping through the middle where the prairies are open and wide. Jumbo cokes and extra fries, politicians spinning lies. Maybe I'll find the truth in a couple of miles where God's country lies. Oh, mercy me, how is life? God's country.
Save that one for last. That one's called Meet the Sea. That's my favorite one. It was featured on 102.3 Indie in August. Leon and the Sirens were part of the local 303, which was really awesome. And it was great to meet all the DJs and just being on local radio stations like KGNU is just such an honor. Meet the Sea. So that was written during COVID times, obviously. during a lot of political hardships. And it was also written with Emily as well. I remember the day that we wrote it. It was a beautiful, sunny spring day. It was in April 2020. Right in the peak of the pandemic. And we just sat down and we just said, because we always think of a theme to write about. And we really, really wanted to just speak our minds about what was going on in our country and what was going on with everything and how we felt about, you know, one person spewing poison can affect so many others, and especially letting it out into the atmosphere or into the water or into just these toxic words. It can be more than just physical, but you know, I think it's a really good analogy for explaining the toxicity and the waste that comes about during these pandemic times and during the dark times. But we need that to grow. Where the rivers meet the sea, it's like that takes that one river, that one being, that one flow, and then brings it into this bigger being, the ocean, the sea, the one that brings everyone together, the one just like music, just like these higher energies, these higher works that we don't know how to describe, yet it's working among us all the time, and who knows what it is. And Meet the Sea really kind of goes towards that theme of there's something bigger than us, and it's either going to help us or hurt us. You know, it's just about what it comes down to is the individual rivers, the individuality of how you choose to make your decisions and what goes on after and the repercussions and the consequences and the actions after and the reactions. So yeah, I just want to thank KGNU for having me here. It was such a pleasure to be a part of this beautiful Women's March. Yeah, I am really, really, really grateful that you chose me as one of the featured artists as a part of your show. And I hope to be back on. And so thank you so much to KGNU for having me, and have a great night. Love you all. Much light.
And that was local musician Liat Arochas right here on Cabaret, KGNU's weekly live and local music program. Liat recorded this set before the tragic events that took place at the Table Mesa King Supers yesterday afternoon, and dedicated the music on today's program to those who lost someone and the friends of those who lost someone as well. Here at KGNU, our hearts go out to the victims' friends and families. Please remember, for those seeking mental and emotional support during this trying time, you can visit the CU Event Center at 950 Regent Drive for free services. It is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can also call the City of Boulder Disaster Distress Helpline at 1-800-985-5990 or text Talk With Us to 66746. Thank you for tuning in to Cabaret, KGNU's live and local music program this evening. And be sure to tune in next week for more local music. And check out our Sunday Live at 5 series, featuring more live performances with local musicians by visiting facebook.com/KGNU radio. Please stay tuned for Corriente, KGNU's weekly Latin music program, coming up at 8 p.m. with your host, Liito.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Ay, 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 buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos. You're tuned in to KGNU's Latin Music Show, Corriente con Música para la Gente. Anglito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador el 23 de marzo del 2021. Last Saturday, March 20th, was the spring equinox, so we're looking at more sunlight every day as la madre tierra se viste en su traje de las verdes esperanzas. It's been a year since Colorado was under stay-at-home orders in an effort to slow la pandemia, back when most people thought the disease was going to pass us over in just a few months, pero no, se quedó. Huh. On tonight's Corriente, we're going to celebrate spring, and we're going to have a musical commemoration of the first anniversary of the first truly globalized epidemia en toda la historia de la vida humana on this planet. So, here's el boricua del Alberto Carrión para abrir el show con una llave dorada iluminada con el brillo de la primavera y la bañada de las aguas de marzo, que a veces llegan a ser nieves, ¿que no?
Camino. Es un tronco caído, es un perro dormido, es el brillo de un vaso, es la vida, es el sol, es la noche, es la muerte, es la trampa de amor. Es un roble florido, una zorra escondida, Emalabel es una isla perdida. La madera y el viento, un sendero torcido, es el ritmo del tiempo, es un bello encendido. Es la brisa del mar, es el fin de la loma, es un rayo de luz. Una sola persona, es la lluvia cayendo tranquila en el río. Son las aguas de marzo, es un padre, es un tío. Es la tierra, la fruta, las hojas, las flores. Es un himno en los brazos, el olor, los colores. Es un pez plateado, es un brillo, un zarpazo. Una riña, una apuesta, es un buen burro, un aso. Es un pozo profundo, cosecha de trigo. El dolor en el alma es perder un amigo. Una lanza, una espina, un pequeño alfiler. Una gota de lluvia, un botón de coser. El sonido del grillo en la tenue mañana. Es un clavo, un martillo, el cantar de una rana. El amor, una cuna, una sala de espera. Una niña es un verso, es la primavera. Proyecto de casa, una carne guisada, es un carro atascado que resbala y resbala. Una balsa, un madero, es el vuelo de un ala, es el canto de un ave, es la luz de mañana. Son las aguas de marzo buscando el verano, promesas de vida de mi corazón. Una cobra en el árbol, son Pablo y José, un espina en tu mano, un vendaje en el pie. Son las aguas de marzo buscando el verano, promesas de vida de mi corazón. El pan, el vino, es el fin del camino, es un tronco caído, es un perro dormido, un lagarto y un sapo.